Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Dmai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Today's Mishnayos are being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rab Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Rab Yosef, Pinchas Halevi. So, we're at the beginning of the second Perek of Masechtes Dmai. We know what Dmai is. Peiros that a person buys from an Am Haaretz. Ordinarily, if somebody buys Peiros in Eretz Yisrael from another Yid, he's allowed to assume that the person was mafresh the necessary Trumas or Maestras. Truma Gedoyla, Maestra Rishon, depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle, Maestra Sheni, and Maestra Oni as well. Stating that, the Chachamim observed that the Amei Haaretz were lax when it came to the areas of Trumas U'Maestras. And it's for that reason they made a takana that if somebody buys Peiros from an Am Haaretz, he has to be Chayesh. Maybe he did not give the necessary Trumas U'Maestras. Not just that. Even if the Am Haaretz says, I did, we don't believe him. We assume he didn't. And therefore, you, after you buy the Peiros, have to start doling out all the different Trumas U'Maestras. Now, as we mentioned, the Chachamim simultaneously observed, number one, that the Amei Haaretz used to give Truma. So Truma is not something you have to do. Even Meiser, where they were lax, Roiv Amei Haaretz Ma'asrin, it was only a Miyot that warrant. And it's for that reason the Chachamim, despite the fact they instituted this whole concept, the whole Masechta in Shisha Sidre Mishnah, known as Dmai, but they did it with a grain of salt. They did it with a lot of limitations. In fact, the first perek of the Masechta is called Hakal and Shebet Dmai, different kulos that you find in the world of Dmai, and it's based on the fact that really, midday raisa, we could be soimech on roiv, because that is one of the great principles, achri rabban lahatos, it's only a chumrah that we're worried about the miyot of Am Haaretz. And it's for that reason, although there is a whole Masechta called Mai, but at the same time, along with that, there are a lot of kulos, irrational kulos, things that you would really not find in other areas in Halacha. The reason it makes sense is because the whole Mai is really a Chumrah. So, B'makim Chumrah, Chazal Mekel in different areas. So, today's Mishnayos are going to discuss more very, very important Halachas, really basic, Dmai 101 type of halachas. So the previous perek had mentioned the halacha that said, min ksiv ulamayla, from the area of ksiv, further north, you don't have to worry about Dmai. So Dmai was, a ksiv was one of the northern cities of Eretz Yisrael, and it was a very significant city. The reason it was a significant city is because when the Yidden returned, emphasis on return to Eretz Yisrael in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they reconquered the land, they stopped at the city of Ksiv. Ksiv is to the north, and they didn't go further north than Ksiv. When Yeshua ben Nun had entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, and the Yidden were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they went beyond Ksiv. So the area beyond Ksiv, to the north in Eretz Yisrael, was an area that in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash had Kedusha, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash did not have Kedusha. Now Chazal said, even though the Oilei Bavel never conquered the area to the north of Ksiv during the second Beis HaMikdash, but still, you have to treat it as if it's part of Eretz Yisrael as it relates to Trumas and Maestras. But as it relates to Dmai, being that Dmai is more kuladik, Kal and Shebet Dmai, this is one of the kulays that you find in the world of Dmai, that the area to the north of Ksiv is an area that you would not have to worry about Dmai. So if somebody lives up north and he buys Peiros from an Am Haaretz, don't worry about Trumas and Maestras, don't worry about Dmai. Why? Because the whole Dmai is a chumrah. Really, you could go basarayv. You're in an area that the Oilei Bavel never really conquered. Over there, this is not something you have to worry about. Stating that, the Mishnah begins, the first half of the Mishnah, with a very important asterisk to that halacha. The Eilu Dvarim Mes'asrin Dmai B'chol Mokum. The following are a list of things that a person has to be Ma'aser, right, not Truma, but has to be Ma'aser Dmai B'chol Mokum. It doesn't matter where you are. B'chol Mokum is L'Rabbis, even to the north of Ksiv. And the Mishnah gives a short list. Hadvela, pressed figs, vatmarim dates, v'acharuvin caribs, also known as boxer, ha'oires is rice, v'hakamoin is cumin. Now the Tosis Yontif says that even though it sounds like from the Mishnah, all dveil, all tamarim, all charuvim, all oires, all cumin, it's not true. But really the Mishnah means certain types of dveil, certain types of tamarim, certain types of charuvim, certain types of oires, certain types of cumin, ayin shah. But the point is these things, even if you're to the north of Ksiv, it does not have the kula that we mentioned in the first parak. Over here you would have to be maser. The question is, why? The answer is because these things, the farmers to the north of Ksiv, did not grow locally, but rather they would import it from other parts in Eretz Yisrael. And being that they would import it from other parts in Eretz Yisrael, so if you buy these things from a farmer to the north of Ksiv, you know it wasn't grown in Ksiv. If it wasn't grown in Ksiv, so it was grown somewhere that is chayiv and chumas or maestris in a regular way. Therefore, it's subject to the laws of Dmai, and therefore you would have to give Dmai. So if you knew or you had a good reason to suspect that it came from the north of Ksiv, that's when you don't have to worry about Dmai. But these things, you know for sure, it did not come from the north of Ksiv, simply because they didn't grow it there. So as a result, for sure, the halacha is that it came from Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to have the kula of Minak Ksiv Lamayla, therefore it's going to be subject to the laws of Dmai. The second part of the Mishnah is already a second halacha, also very, very important halacha, just basic halacha if you're living in the world of Dmai. And that is, that's Pasha, that the dinim of Dmai apply only to peiros that were grown in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you have peiros that grew in Chutz Laretz. Of course, it's not subject to the laws of Dmai. Anybody could tell you that. Because what is Dmai? Dmai is, you're concerned that maybe the owner of these peiros was never mafresh shumas or maestris. You're only mafresh shumas or maestris from peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to be mafresh shumas or maestris from peiros that grow in Chutz Laretz. So that's Pashid. If somebody has peiros that came from Chutz Laretz, you would not have to be mafresh Dmai, right? Wrong. It's not true. Even though it seems so obvious that that's the way it is, it's actually not the way it is. It's a very big chiddush, but it's not the way it is. The halacha is that if somebody has peiros in Eretz Yisrael that he imported from Chutz Laretz, he has to be mafresh Dmai. Just like he would if it was peiros in Eretz Yisrael. So if somebody buys peiros from Amoritz in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh Dmai. If somebody would buy peiros from an Amoritz in Eretz Yisrael where you know he got the peiros from Chutz Laretz, even then you would have to be mafresh Dmai. What would be the rationale to that? The rationale to that would be because we're concerned that if you're not going to be mafresh Dmai from peiros Eretz Yisrael, you won't be from peiros Chutz Laretz, you won't be mafresh Dmai from peiros Eretz Yisrael either. It's too easy to confuse the two. And therefore, Chazal made a takana and they said, you have to be mafresh Dmai even from peiros that come from Chutz Laretz. Stating that, the Mishnah concludes with an exception to that rule. Ha'oires shebechutz laretz, oires from chutz laretz, kol ha'mishtamesh mimenu potter. It's a little bit of an interesting lashon. But kol ha'mishtamesh mimenu, anybody that engages in it, potter is going to be potter. He's not going to have to be mafresh Dmai. So even though peiros chutz laretz, really you would have to be chayish for Dmai, but oires, rice, that comes from chutz laretz, not. And the reason is because the rice in chutz laretz look very different than the rice in Eretz Yisrael. And because the rice in chutz laretz look different than the rice in Eretz Yisrael, there's no one that's going to confuse the two. If you're not going to confuse the two, you don't have to worry about it. The only reason you have to worry about peiros chutz laretz is because of confusion. It's not really chayiv in Dmai, it's just because people may confuse it. Well, no one's confusing the rice. And it's for that reason, this is not something that's going to be an issue. So really, if you learn the last line of the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Ha'oirish ha'bechutz laretz, kol ha'mishtamesh mimenu potter. It sounds like we're telling you halachim rice. It's true, it's a halachim, the laws of rice. But really, the ikur halach of the Sefer is not the halach of the Mishnah said about rice. It's what we imply and infer from what the Mishnah said about rice. Michlau rice, atashemeya, all other foods. That really there is a concept of having to be ma'aser demai from peiros chutz laretz. Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is another very critical mission in terms of understanding the basic halachas of demai. So demai applies to an am aretz. So really, the sugi of demai begins with an Am Aretz that has peiros, he's selling them in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you define an Am Aretz? So everyone in his own mind may have his own imagination in terms of understanding exactly how you define an Am Aretz. But our Mishnah now is going to tell us the more accurate definition of what it means an Am Aretz. But really, we just have to be makdim. And that is, there's really a braisa. The braisa says, Ezeu Am Aretz. What's the definition of an Am Aretz as it relates to different areas in Halacha, including the Halacha of Maestris? So the braisa says like this. It's mentioned in Soita Daf Chav Beis. It's mentioned in Brachas Daf Men Zayin. This is an often quoted braisa. Kol she'enei koyre kriyashma shachos v'arbas b'brachosai. Any person that doesn't say kriyashma, shachos and arbas together with the brachas. Divi Rameir. He's an amar. It's a chomer. The chachomim say, kol she'enei meniach tefillin. Any person doesn't wear tefillin. Ben Azim says, kol she'enei tzitzis b'bigdai. A person doesn't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, Reyes ben Yosef said, kol she'esh lo banim. Someone has children. Vein amagadim. Lomay tayr. Doesn't send into yeshiva. Acherim oimrin. Afilu koyre v'shoina. A person that learns. V'lo yishimish talmidei chachomim. If he wasn't mishamish talmidei chachomim. Zeu am aretz. He's going to be considered an am aretz. So the Mishnah gives a list of am aretz, and it sounds like it's a very low threshold. According to some, as long as you say kriyishma, you're done. Meaning, am aretz, someone doesn't say kriyishma. You have tzitzis, you're fine. And am aretz is kol she'en meneach tefillin. Oh, you're wearing tefillin? You have nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yerushalmi Yosef, your kids go to yeshiva, you're fine. Acherim is the only shita that says, afilu koyre v'shoyne v'leishimish talmidei chachamim, zeu am aretz. Incidentally, for the people learning Daf Yomi, it's very interesting because Tosfos says in Soita Yud Beis Amar Aleph that who was Acherim? It was Rameyer, when he was saying over Torah that he learned from his Rebbe Acher. So Acher, who is this great Talmud Chacham, who was Kitzetz Benetiyos, the Gemara says he entered the paradise, and when he came out, he was Acher, he was a different person. He started doing some of the biggest Averus in the world. The Paschal said that anyone could do tshuva with the exception of Acher. What is Acher? And what did Acher say? Someone that learns Torah. But if he wasn't Meshamesh Talmid Chachamim properly, it doesn't matter how much Torah he has. But Zehu Am Ha'aretz, meaning a person could be superficially as if he's the greatest person in the world. But if there's a hole in the ship, if we know that this person did not respect Talmid HaChacham, he wasn't Meshamesh Talmid HaChacham properly, that in and of itself can mean that with all his greatness, all he is an Am Haaretz. But either way, we have a braisa that seems very straightforward in terms of the definition of an Am Haaretz, stating that the Mishnah is going to mention a different definition, then at the end, we'll make sense of it and hopefully have a clear image of what an Am Haaretz is as it relates to the laws of Maestro. So the Mishnah says like this, I'm a Kabbalah of the Yis Neman. If somebody wants to be a Neman, I mean, he doesn't want to be an Am Haaretz. He wants to be someone that you can trust. In what area? The area that we're learning, Demai. He wants to be someone that if you buy Paris from him in Eretz Yisrael, no worries. You don't have to be mafresh all your maestros. You can trust him 100%. So this is what he needs to do. Number one, Maaseh Shu'oichel. He has to start giving maestros. That would be a good thing, right? You want me to trust you that you're mafresh maestros? Stop by giving maestros. Veshu'moichel. He would also have to be maaseh things that he sells. Veshu'loikeach. Or things that he buys and sells. The Rav says that the difference between Moicher and Lekeach is, Moicher means if a person grows Peretz in Eretz Yisrael, before he sells it, he has to be Mafresh the Maestros. Lekeach means if somebody buys Peretz in Eretz Yisrael, now he flips it. Before he sells it, he has to be Mafresh Maestros. Additionally, Ve'enim Esarech, it's Am Haaretz. He can't be a person that goes to eat by an Am Haaretz. So if an Am Haaretz isn't going to invite him for a Suda, he's going to have to respectfully decline. So again, if somebody wants to be a Nemer, what does he have to do? Four things. Give Maestros. Don't sell Peiros without giving Maestros. Doesn't matter if you grew the Peiros or if you bought the Peiros. But when you sell it, make sure you gave everything you had to do and don't eat by an Am Haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda said, Afa misarech itzel Am Haaretz nema. No, just because you eat by an Am Haaretz or you have no problem being a guest by an Am Haaretz, that's not a reason for you not to be able to be trusted. Amar Lo, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Al Atzmai Einoi Neman. If this person is eaten by an Am Haaretz, that means he himself is not chayish for the laws of Tumai. Ketzi Hei Neman Al Shal Acherim. So how could you trust him regarding somebody else? If you know someone that doesn't eat kosher, how could you buy food from him? Like, if he doesn't know how to be careful for himself, you think he's going to be careful for you? Obviously, he doesn't take these things very seriously. If he doesn't take it very seriously, why would you trust him? So Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding that prat. But what's the bottom line? The Mishnah says if somebody wants to be considered a Neman for Maestros, what do you have to do? Just keep the laws of Maestros. Keep the laws of Dmai. That's what you're supposed to do. As long as you keep it, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So what's the question? The question is, how does this Mishnah shnu with the Braisa we just mentioned? We just mentioned the Braisa that's quoted throughout Shas. The Braisa said, Yizeu Am Haaretz. Just like Kriya Shema, where tzitzis, where tefillin, send your kids to yeshiva, achirim, said a whole shot already. But I'll be right, the definition of an Am Haaretz is someone that is no shaykhis for the most part. So if that's the case, what's this Mishnah? Mishnah says, you want to be a Neman, you have to make a whole ganze Kabbalah. So is it enough that I wear tzitzis, or do I have to make this Kabbalah? So the answer is they're both true. A person has to make a Kabbalah. This Mishnah is the Mishnah. Ha-Mekabbalah of the Yis Neman, he has to do these four things. And if a person doesn't do these four things, he's not negay. What the Mishnah is saying is, let's say you have a person that was Mekabbalah of the Yis Neman. He's Maaseh Shu Oichel Veshu Moichel Veshu Lekeach Inim Esarech Eitzel Am Haaretz. But at the same time, he doesn't wear tzitzis. He's out. Then all of it, he gets an automatic din of an Am Haaretz. So really, the answer to the question of what it means to be a Neman and Am Haaretz is something that emerges from the Mishnah here, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Masechtes Dmai, and also from the Braisa that's quoted in different places, most notably Saita Chav Beis, and that is, number one, you have to be Mekabel, you have to take it upon yourself, but at the same time, there are things that can knock you out. If somebody doesn't send his kids to yeshiva, he can be Mekabel from today till tomorrow. He gets knocked out of his club of being considered a Neman, and according to the other Tanan, whatever their definition was of Ezeu Am Haaretz.